Utility companies the world over are having to future-proof their businesses and their teams in a rapidly digitalizing environment. It's about maximizing efficiency in the face of unprecedented disruption. One utility in Malaysia, TNB, has been focusing on this from a shared services perspective and is upping its digital game behind the grid to ensure agility and sustainability of the entire energy system. I unpack this with Azmi Yusuf, Chief Global Business Solutions Officer at TNB, who delves into the details of their strategy within the context of the broader Asian landscape. I'm Pamela Larg. Welcome to this Energy Transitions podcast. Azmi, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
TNB could be viewed as the custodian of the Malaysian grid. But for those listeners who perhaps don't know about TNB, tell us a little bit more and also about your role.
Okay, Tenaga Nasional Berhad, I think as you mentioned, TNB, is a Malaysian national grid operator and also the largest electricity utility company. We have been lighting up the country for decades. To be specific, I think we just celebrated our 76th anniversary last September. And also, we are also serving more than 10 million customers across home, industries, essential services and also industries. But TNB today is evolving far beyond traditional power delivery. We are transforming into a future-ready, sustainable energy player. We are building solar farm, exploring battery system, and also modernizing hydro assets and digitalizing operation across the organization. Our net zero commitment is not just about planting trees or buying offsets. It is about changing how we generate and manage energy, at the same time ensuring reliability of supply uninterrupted to our customers across the country. In my role as the Chief Global Business Solution Officer, I led TNB Global Business Solution, or in short, TGBS. We operate all the core functions that keep the organization running smoothly, from human resource, finance to procurement and data system and also digital capabilities. With my background as an engineer, I now help to connect the dots between the technology, people and processes. That is what allows us to transform the organization behind the scene while the public sees supply reliability at the network and progress on sustainability.
And TGBS has been going through a bit of a transformation and making sure that it's future-proof. So tell us a little bit about that transformation.
Absolutely, yeah. TGBS has been a key part of TNB transformation. And in some ways, we have been undergoing our own transition in parallel with other major companies in the world. We started out as a conventional shared services unit that provided centralized support. Today, we are a strategic hub that drives transformation across the organization. We have introduced digital platform to streamline operations. We have automated processes. We have automated processes that used to be manual, and we have empowered teams through new workflow and culture shift. We have moved from being back office to become co-creator of the organization future. To explain a bit on TGBS, TGBS is integrated and unique through unified combination of two main services. Of course, one is global business services or so-called shared services. Then the one, of course, seamless value and experience-led multifunction solution and offerings. Our wide services includes, as I have mentioned before, traditional shared services under procurement, finance and human resource. We also offered other solutions under healthcare services, fleet management, property services, security services, and last but not least, corporate affairs management. TGBS basically is a key enabler as are critical for us in creating agile workforce, enhanced services, and also embedded digital analytics, successfully transitioning into excellent GBS service provider. And for this, we have four main focus. First, focus on efficiency, outcome, customer, and last, of course, our employee experience. I think so in this dynamic changing energy landscape, it's not enough just to modernize power plants or upgrade grids, the transformation has to be happen inside the organization too. That includes how we manage data, how we make decisions, and how we basically empower our people. TJBS basically is helping TMB to become more agile, resilient, and adaptive from the inside out.
Yeah. So we will definitely be touching on the data and the people perspectives in a moment. But before we do that, tell me, how important is digital integration to achieving your strategic goals?
I think digital integration basically is very critical and at the heart of the what we do. Yeah? If the system are not talking to each other, it leads to silos, inefficiencies, and also slower decision making. We are currently in a world where speed, accuracy, and scalability matter more than ever. Digital integration let us connect data, source, simplify processes, and create real-time visibility. I think when finance system connect with the operational data and HR platform connect to workforce analytics, it allows the organization to think historically, holistically. It means that when TNB needs to respond to grid issue or evaluate a sustainable investment or plan for demand projection, we are making decision based is what makes it not just efficient but intelligent. I think we are making, when we match these two, intelligent with purpose, definitely you unlock the potential to build a future-ready energy company.
When we are having this conversation, you make it sound so easy, but surely there are challenges to this process. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. On paper or in theory, digital integration sounds very easy, Anna. But in practice, it's a major gap and undertaking. One of the biggest challenges in TMB, like many legacy utility, we have mix of old and new system. Some platform were built decades ago without modern system support. Others have only just been introduced. Making all of this system work together is not a small task. But even bigger challenge is changing the mindset. For many people, doing the old ways still feel safer. Yeah? You need to convince people that technology is there to empower them, not to disrupt them. That is where leadership, communication, and training come in. We have put a lot of effort into engaging our teams in this journey. We listen to their concerns, involve them in their planning, and support them with knowledge tools. I think once people start to see the real advantages, like time saving, avoid errors, you know, their confidence grows, and I think the change takes roots, and together I think we'll make it happen.
Explain to us what you do with the data. How do you manage all the data that's generated?
Yeah, you know, data has become one of our most powerful assets nowadays. When used wisely, I think it can tell us where inefficiencies lies, where opportunities exist, and how to preempt risk. I think. But managing data is also a responsibility. We take that very seriously, and we have strong data governance policy in place, I think, to ensure privacy, security, and ethical use. We are building our capacity in analytics and exploring artificial intelligence, not just for data crunching, but for predictive and even cognitive capabilities. For example, by analyzing asset data, we can prevent failures before they happen and improve maintenance procedures and also scheduling. Ultimately, I think our philosophy is that data support good decisions. So we aim to turn insight into action while protecting trust at every step. This is not easy task, but need big responsibility and also focus from all of us.
I mean, you know, you mentioned as well how the people factor is so important. And I realize that TNB has put a people-centered strategy at the core of this transformation. So tell us more about that as well. You know, how are you managing the people, the teams?
Nowadays, we are talking about transformation. So it is a journey, basically. When you talk about transformation, it's a journey. And it only works when people feel that they are part of the journey. Yeah, not just subject of it. That's why I think we have to put more focus on change management for people. We have taken steps to reskill, upskill our workforce at scale. I think we have introduced new learning platform, mentorship models, digital literacy programs. We also define all targets, what growth and contribution looks like. In today's world, I think leadership is not about hierarchy. It is about agility, curiosity, and also courage. We encourage our team to experiment, challenge the status quo, and bring forward new ideas. The spirit we foster is one of the participation, not compliance. We believe what makes TMB strong is not just the infrastructure, but the people who imagine what is possible and work together to make it happen.
I feel like we could talk another hour on that topic, but I would like to zoom out a little bit in terms of the ASEAN perspective and the ASEAN Power Grid Initiative specifically. Tell us a little bit more about that because, you know, obviously in Europe, I know that there are some proponents of a European super grid, but it would be good to understand what's happening in the ASEAN perspective.
Okay. Just to touch more a bit on ASEAN, I think ASEAN nowadays is one of the most dynamic and rapidly evolving regions in the world in terms of economic growth. We have countries with different energy mixes, different level of voltages, of different level of voltage of electrification, and yet we are united in the need for energy that is secure, reliable, affordable, and clean. The ASEAN Power Grid is a visionary plan, actually, to connect national grid across border between countries. It would allow us to share renewable energy, balance supplies and demand, and also improve energy resilience on a regional scale. Imagine a future where solar energy could flow from one country to another, where hydropower from north can be support demand peaks in the south, either through transmission lines or submarine cables. And this is what the ASEAN Power Grid makes possible. It's a bold initiative, basically, but that speaks to cooperation, trust, and also a long-term regional vision.
What do we need to make this happen? Because it is a long-term vision, and sometimes cooperation and trust and that collaborative partnership approach doesn't happen as naturally as we would like.
To make the ASEAN Power Grid possible or a reality, few things need to be aligned. First, there must be an alignment on policy and regulatory frameworks between countries. Cross-border energy sharing needs a very clear agreement and consistent governance mechanism. Second, of course, the technology itself. For info, most of the ASEAN countries operated at different voltage level. We need system that can speak the same digital language across borders. That is what we mean by digital interoperability. For example, if Malaysia controls can communicate with Thailand or Singapore grid management system in real time, then energy can flow securely, predictably, and also efficiently. So TMB has a key role to play here. As the operator of Malaysia's grid, we bring decades of experience in high voltage transmission, system integration, and also grid security. We are also ready from a digital capability standpoint. For me, through TJBS, yeah, we have been modernizing our internal system to make sure we are not just connected locally, but regionally ready. And most importantly, we believe in the vision of ASEAN Power Grid. It's not just an infrastructure project. It's a statement that ASEAN can lead with cooperation and innovation in an energy transition.
Very, very exciting space to watch. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and for sharing your insights, Azmi.
Thank you very much.
For more insights, join the Enlit community.